Just before 8 o'clock, I got to the Hiroshima station, which is not far from the place where atomic bomb exploded. My friend and I were waiting for a classmate to arrive in the shed. The bus which was due to the station soon after 8:10 was late, but we decided to wait for a few minutes. Where the bus arrived, and we saw our classmate running towards us, waving her hand so gaily. When she was only a few yards away, I felt a very strong flash under my eyelid, the flash as if the strong magnesium was burnt. And I heard a tremendous explosion and was blown away, feeling the very heavy pressure. I must have been unconscious for a while. When I came to myself, everywhere was so dark, and the painful screams for help from everywhere came into my ears. And I realized that I was trapped under the debris and couldn't move my legs. And I tried to call for help, but felt the lump at the back of my throat and didn't have strength to cry till the smoke started covering and nearly choked me. And then I started screaming, but nobody came. Nobody came till the fire broke out near me. All of a sudden, I saw the two strong hands ready to pull me up, and I clung to them till I came out to open air. That moment, the burning building behind the Hiroshima station collapsed, and saw no more of the young soldier who helped me, but his heavy army boots. But I had no time to feel anything, and just run with a ceaseless line of injured people, not knowing where I was going. Very strange to say, they were all naked, their skin peeling off, all of their hair burnt off, and yet without any emotion on their faces. Falling over the debris and feeling the fire behind me, I just ran till the familiar voice called my name. When I turned back, I was very shocked to see one of my classmates changed figure trapped under the big debris. I tried my best to pull her up and remove the big debris, but the fire soon spread and I could hardly breathe and had to leave her behind, tearing my hands off from her tight grip, listening her painful screams for help getting weaker and further behind me. Many times I dumped my body with the muddy water and headed towards the hill, following many injured people. When I finally reached the hill, I just collapsed among the many injured people and the dead bodies. It must have been midnight when I woke up and saw the burning Hiroshima in front of me and couldn't believe it.